Item 795, request of Cheryl Graves to address council regarding a community village.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Cheryl Graves from Portland, Oregon, and I'm not a lobbyist. I am a resident of Portland.
Excellent. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor, City Council, and fellow Oregonians. I am here today because of this. I know you've all have read it. This article printed last week in Oregonian, and again in the Portland Business Journal, reads 38,000 homeless people in this area. They say we will spend $4.1 billion over the next 10 years just to manage the problem. $4.1 billion with no recovery. On top of this $4.1 billion is the allotted $21 billion for 10 years of sponsored housing. That leaves us with $25 billion to spend over the next 10 years. It's an alarming amount of money. I ask that instead of a $4.1 billion for a Band-Aid, you invest only $1 billion for a rehabilitation community village, homes for everyone. My name is Cheryl Graves, and as a native Oregonian, I have a lifetime investment and protective love for my city, Portland. I did not bring on this bad issue that we have, but I take it personal. I was born and raised here. My job is here. My children live here. So to go out in the city every day and just be accosted by people on the streets, in front of our businesses, every day is unacceptable. Over the past 3 years, I have written a book. This is how much this meant to me. I wrote a book and a detailed outline of my vision to shift the energy from non-functioning homeless individuals into productive, thriving families and communities by way of a group called Yes, My Life Matters, The Homeless Cure. This is not a homeless management plan, but an end to homelessness. No more people on the streets. Hungry and cold children will be safe and in clean surroundings. People will soon discover there's a place just for them. The village is not a handout or a temporary fix, but a job with life and personal skills development, a community surrounded by fellow people with like issues and positive role models. For this plan to succeed, we must remove the lost people from the city streets, getting away from temptation, and safe, caring surroundings. This manageable, all-inclusive village will be established for the unconventional persons, the lost, the recovering addicts, returned war heroes, and children and seniors at risk. This is not a low-income community or low-income housing and no free food, but this is a community built on hard work, better education, and skills training opportunities with positive goals. Every person will have a safe place to live while they learn to trust and become engaged in their future. The team leaders and mentors will be there every minute, living and showing frightened people that it's going to be okay. This plan includes large and small animal care, gardening and landscaping, nursery stock and ecosystems,
ma'am,
farming.
Your time is up. How much more do you have there?
This much.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank
you. In this case, I'll let you finish.
Ecosystems, farming and orchards, wind, solar, and pedal power fields, along with child and senior care programs. The village will promote job-ready employees for our community partners' employment. I am here today asking for 300 to 400 acres for our community grounds. Although one large site would work the best, after reading about the troubled golf courses, possibly they might be the better sites. And these sites could have a wider use for a greater number of people, while at the same time helping the city to get clean and safe. By reducing the courses from 36 holes to 18, we can invest in working, learning farms and agriculture with job skills opportunity. Once you have read this book, contact everyone you know, engage your friends and caring people who love Portland.
Thank you. And Cheryl, could you possibly leave a copy? Do you have an extra copy of your comments?
This book will be in full publish on September 11th.
Perfect.
It's published.
We're not asking
all right,
about
this,
the
book tour started right here. I want everybody to remember that. Thank you, Cheryl. And you've left your contact information with us as well. We appreciate it.